And like natural selection, it means that females choose traits in males that make survival of their offspring more likely. If these choices are multiplied over thousands of generations, eventually, Deinonychus's slashing claw gets sharper, faster, and more lethal. Triceratops' horn gets longer, and its shield grows tougher. And Parasaurolophus's crest becomes more advanced, and their communication skills better and better.
For Parasaurolophus, a female's concern during the breeding season would mostly be checking out the guys. That is, finding which ones seem to be the healthiest and therefore were potentially the best fathers of the next generation.
Evolution perfects not only Parasaurolophus's ability to make sounds, it also selects genes that improve the ability to hear and interpret those sounds.
Various male Parasaurolophus would presumably be making very loud, very raucous calls of a very particular sort. And the female Parasaurolophus would be judging the quality of that call, probably its sound, which may have represented how healthy the individual was, and its ability to be precise in terms of generating that sound, because it showed that it was a creature with a healthy mind, with all the proper genes for a good Parasaurolophus.
Males with the largest crests can produce the richest and lowest frequencies, sounds that can travel for miles. Those same low-frequency calls become highly attractive to females.
We would have different Parasaurolophus competing with each other with these sound calls, and the females probably calling on occasion to say, "Hey, baby, that sounds really good. You're the one for me."
For Parasaurolophus, genetic modifications over time give them the tools both to pick up and emit these low-frequency sounds. In fact, over time, they evolve the ability to send and receive extremely low-frequency vibrations called infrasound.
Each species seems to have had its own note or series of notes. You can have up to 5 different species of duckbill living in one place at one time, so in the breeding season, you'd hear 5 different orchestras, 5 different ranges of courtship notes, and you'd feel them through your feet, too, as they go into those really deep notes.
But Parasaurolophus is the exception to the rule.